people ask me all the time, Rabbi, how am I supposed to face the difficulties that the Yetzer Hara throws my way? It's too difficult. So many temptations, so many struggles for you know, to self-control, to control my impulses. I can't do that. It's too difficult. In fact, you know, you can ask, and it's a fair question. Don't we know? Doesn't the Torah tell us? Don't the rabbis, doesn't the Talmud teach us that the Yetzer Hara is an angel from God? An angel from God! I mean, I might be buff, I might be manly, but I can't wrestle an angel. I mean, it's totally unfair. It's an unfair fight. It's impossible for me, little me, to, even if I'm big and strong, I can't overcome an angel whose job it is to destroy me. That's a great question. But let me show you that you can. How do I know that? Well, if you look in Genesis, in Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov Avinu was walking, he turns a corner, and he's jumped by an angel. An angel comes to crush him and destroy him, and a struggle ensues, and he fights violently, trying to kill Jacob. And Jacob struggles and fights and fights. And incredibly, against all odds, Jacob is able to keep him locked in position. And the angel eventually taps out, right? Gives up and says, you know what? Forget it. I give up. Let me go. In fact, you have more control of me, right? I can't do anything to you. We see that very early on in Jewish history, one of the first Jews, he actually did wrestle, fight with, struggle against the literally an angel of God who had been sent to destroy him, and he's able to walk away. He's able to walk away. It's possible. It's possible. You might need, you know, some divine assistance, which the Talmud says God will help you with if you try. But it's possible. It's possible to beat the Yetzer Hara. It's possible to fight an angel. Yaakov Avinu, who has so many struggles, in this moment, of all of his many struggles, it's this moment which is kind of spotlighted by the Torah, highlighted, and something happens. When the angel says, let me go, Jacob says, okay, no problem, just, I want a blessing. And the angel says to him, a message from God, this angel of God, right, sends him a message of God, and he says, you know what? You're no longer Jacob. You're no longer Yaakov. You know who you are? You are Yisrael. Yisrael, what does it mean? What does it mean to be Yisrael? What is the definition of that word? Kisarisa im Elokim v'im Anashim v'tuchal. It means you were able to struggle, to fight with God, with an angel of God, almost in a superhuman way, and best him, and at least equal him, right? Literally, it's from the word like sar, like an officer. You're able to win. You're able to come out on top. You're able to best him. You're able to hold your own. You're able to be successful in your struggles that God sends you away. Even if God sends you superhuman struggle. You know what a Jew is? You know what it means to be a Yisraeli, right? An Israeli? What does it mean, Israel? What does it mean, the children of Israel? What does it mean to be Israeli? It doesn't just mean a whole lot of extra chest hair coming out of your shirt. You know what it means? It means to be a killer. It means to be, to raise hell. It means to fight to the end. To say, I'm not going to stop. I don't care what you throw my way. I don't care how strong you are. I will never tap out. I will never give up. I will never give in. I will never walk away. I will fight. I will conquer. I will try my best. I'm never going to say I can't. I'm never going to stop. That's what it means. Yisrael. Kisarisa. Im Elokim. I'm going to fight man. And heck, I'm going to fight God. That's what those words mean. Yisrael, I'll fight everyone. Man and God. I'm not afraid. Whatever God's, even the greatest challenges, God forbid God should save us from challenges. Even the greatest challenges that God sends my way, I'm going to take them. I'm going to handle them. I'm never, ever going to give up. You want a definition of the word Israel? You want a definition of the people of Israel? You want a definition of what it means to be Jewish? Of what it means to be Israeli? To be of the B'nai Israel? It means fight to the end. Never, ever, ever give up. Never. Makes no difference who or what you face. But we have something else we need to ask. And that is, hold on. What did the Torah say? How did the Torah describe this great moment? Yaakov fights the angel and wins. Kisarisa im anashim, im elokim anashim, vatuchal. Yaakov is the champion! The champion! You want to give him a new name? What name are you going to give him? The crowd chooses the name, you know. Send in the text. What do you think? Vote on this. What are you going to call him? The winner, the champion, the man, right? That's what he is. Well, if that's what he is, then that's what the Torah should call him. What should the Torah call him? Read the words again. Kisarisa Elokim v'anashim v'atuchal. You wrestled with God and man, and you won. You won! You're the winner! So we're going to call you, wow, Jacob, you're amazing. No more Jacob, now you're the winner. Okay, so what should we call you? You know, Winnie. You know, the winner, the champ. What should we call you? Well, look at the Torah, look at those words. Vatuchal. And you did it. You were capable. You made it. You won. Vatuchal, you were able. Right? And Yahol, I'm able. Vatuchal, you were able. So call them that. Wow, you're really capable, right? You're really able. You're the winner. You're the champ. So what should they call him? Vatuchal. You know what? His name should have been, hey man, no more Jacob. From now on, your name is Tuchal. You know, Tuchal. That doesn't sound so good. Okay, Tichel. Okay, here. From now on, Mazel Tov. Your name is Tichel. Or, you know, Kichel. Call him Kichel or call him Michel. Hey, Michel, yeah. I call him whatever. The sons of Michel. That's a name. I mean, that's what you should call him. The winner, the champ, the champion. Instead, what name does Jacob give him? This strange name. Kisarisa. He's called the wrestler. You are the wrestler. So it sounds crazy. You should be the champion. No, he's called the wrestler. The wrestler, the fighter. Because that's the message. That's the lesson. That is who Jacob was. You know what he was? He gets this new title, this ultimate title of how great he is. In that, he's going to fight. That's much more impressive than winning. Fighting is more impressive than winning. Fighting is more important than winning. The Jew never gives up. Who cares what he faces? That is literally the name of Judaism. That's what it means. That's what it means to be part of the nation of Israel. That's what the nation of Israel is. We never, ever give up. Never. Even if we lose, it's not about winning. You want to fight the Yetzer? You fight him. And what happens when you lose? What then? What's next? You go home, you take it all and forget about it? No! Judaism is not about winning. Judaism is about fighting. And each of us should be encouraged to give it all that we got. Give it everything we have in order to fight, to face our struggles and challenges. And please God, hopefully God will give us the strength to be able to be true Yisraelim, right? To be able to... get through those struggles, and hopefully, please God, win as best we can. Thanks for listening.